We're off to the UK now to speak to Dr. David Hamilton, who is a best-selling author who travels the world offering workshops to help people understand the power of the mind on the body. His latest book is The Five Side Effects of Kindness. How about giving the gift of kindness this Christmas? There are scientifically proven health benefits of kindness that can change your life. Welcome to the show, David.
Oh, thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you with us on the show. So close to Christmas as well. Are you all organised?
I wish I was. I kind of left everything to the last minute, so I'm still scurrying about finishing my Christmas shopping.
Well, according to my mini survey that I did on my show the other day, I'm afraid to say that's a common thing for men. There could be a lot of men in the same boat as you.
Yeah, I believe you, absolutely.
So, kindness, a lovely subject to talk about. When did you start looking into the subject of kindness?
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I'd written a couple of books, and then I found this some scientific research, and it was based on a Tibetan Buddhist practice where you wish people kind thoughts. You know, it's called the metta, or a loving kindness meditation, where you literally think kind thoughts about people. And they were measuring a change in the body, and basically it was a reduction in inflammation. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. But the way they measured it was exactly the way that I was familiar with from my time in the pharmaceutical industry. I used to work in cardiovascular research and development, so I was very familiar with, you know, some of the ways that you help the heart and the arteries, and one of the ways you do it is to drop inflammation. And I thought, that's fascinating. All we're really doing to reduce inflammation, to get an anti-inflammatory effect, is think kind thoughts. And I thought, surely not. So I started researching it, and I realized that it was the exact opposite from what happens when you get angry with people, when you think, you know, angry thoughts or stressful thoughts, because those cause stress in the body. It's the thinking and the feeling that creates stress. And I realized that it's the thinking and the feeling of nice, well-being thoughts that have the exact physiologically opposite effect. So I started researching it then, and that's what produced the books that I've written on it.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Because I'm sure a lot of people now know and accept that things like stress can have a physical impact on the body.
Absolutely. You know, in fact, see, when you feel stressed, and let me draw your attention to the word feel. When you feel stressed, it's that feeling that turns on a little tap in the brain and the body that flushes through the body with things like adrenaline and cortisol. Now, they're called stress hormones, and that tap gets turned on because of how you feel, i.e. I feel stressed. But when you do something kind for someone, whether it's a physical act or even just you're thinking nicely about people, now that feels entirely different. But that feeling, like all feelings in the body, turn on a tap in one way or another. But the tap that gets turned on now, you might call it kindness hormones rather than stress hormones. And what they do is literally the exact opposite, and certainly in terms of how it affects the heart, the arteries and the immune system, the exact opposite of the feelings of stress.
Mm. And the thing about kindness is it benefits everybody, doesn't it? If you do something kind for someone, not only will they feel all warm and fuzzy and think, oh, that was nice, and you can make a huge difference to their day, but it's nice for you as well. It benefits you doing something nice.
Yeah, in fact, you can call them, this is why I call these benefits the side effects of kindness, because when you help someone, it makes you feel good, and it feels satisfying. You know, psychologists actually have a name for it. This is a psychologist called Jonathan Haidt gave this name called elevation, where the feelings that you get from helping someone elevate you, they uplift you. It's a sense of satisfaction or warmth or even sometimes of a momentary connection with the person that you've helped, depending on the act of kindness. And that produces consistently, that produces a long-term change in a person's level of happiness, or even offers resilience against stress, and even to some degree resistance towards depression and anxiety to a degree.
Mm. I think it's interesting to play about with feelings and kind of make you realize that it's a choice how we feel. Obviously, things can happen in our lives that can make us feel stressed or upset or angry or happy or whatever. But we can choose kind of how it affects us and how we let it affect us. You know, we can choose to have the happiest day ever, even if horrible things are happening and being thrown at us. We can kind of shake it off and go, well, you know, the sun's still shining and, you know, look on the bright side of everything, or take everything to heart and get really down over everything that's happening in our lives. And we can really choose how we feel, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I guess you might say that you can learn a habit of thinking, because, you know, what we might call negative thinking or looking on the negative side of things, that isn't actually natural. We weren't born that way. That's a habit that we learn, partly through what we've learned from other people, but also from our experience of life. But a habit of having a positive attitude is exactly that. It's a habit. And it takes a little bit of practice for some of us, you know. But it's just like, if you want to run 10K, then you might say, okay, I'm going to go out and run this 10K for this particular competition. And I don't think you'd do very well if you'd never practiced. Like, if you'd never even tried to run round the block, or at least went out and trained a couple of times. But eventually, if you practice and train, you come to that 10K, which might be 2 or 3 months down the line, and you're really up for it, you're really able to do it. And it's the same with developing a habit of looking on the positive side of life. It takes a bit of practice, but when you do get that practice, then your default mode becomes looking on the brighter side of things. And then that has a really strongly positive effect on how you feel in general about circumstances in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can we tie kindness into Christmas, do you think, then?
I have a little challenge between... You could start at any time, but try it from like today or tomorrow or even Christmas Eve or something if you prefer. But try to go the rest of the year doing an act of kindness intentionally every single day, right? Do an act of kindness for someone. And at least one of those days, you have to do something completely anonymous. In other words, no one knows what act of kindness you did, or if people are aware of what it was, no one knows that it was you. Right. And what this does is it develops a habit of looking out for other people. And the knock-on effect is it does elevate us. It does make us feel better. But at the same time, we're actually benefiting people with these little acts of kindness. We don't have to change someone's life. It can be just these small things. But it's just the intentional commitment to do an act of kindness a day for the rest of the year.
Mm. Well, something happened to me recently. I was in a supermarket and my partner and I were standing in an aisle looking to try and buy something, and a gentleman came in and stood next to us, and he said, "It's difficult to know, isn't it?" and just started chatting to us, and then when we went to pay at the checkout, he came and stood behind us at the checkout, and we got chatting again, and it was really nice, and we left the supermarket saying, "Wasn't that nice? It was nice of that man to come and talk to us," and we felt good about, you know, it just kind of brought a big smile on our face. And it's so easy just to make conversations with people in that kind of situation.
Exactly. And that, in a sense, is an act of kindness. You're saying, I'm going to interact with this person on purpose. And sometimes it might even push us a little bit out of our comfort zones, but that's good because you're stretching a muscle. It's like you want to run that 10K, you have to push yourself a little bit. So sometimes stretching ourselves out of our comfort zones in an act of kindness can actually be an overall good thing for us. But it really helps another person.
Because we thought at the time, we wondered how many people, right initially when the man just started making conversation, we wondered how many people would think, "God, why is this bloke talking to me?" and kind of half smile and then walk away thinking he's a bit of a weirdo. And we thought, wouldn't that be a shame for people to react like that? He wasn't a weirdo. He was a nice man making conversation. We had a sort of 3-minute exchange, I guess, but walked away feeling happy. And we thought, wouldn't it be nicer if more people could feel okay about just chatting to strangers for a few minutes?
Yeah, and you know, that experience you had would actually, had you measured that, it would have dropped your blood pressure, because, again, it's the opposite of stress, the way that stress increases blood pressure. So when you have a kinder, a warm exchange like that, it decreases blood pressure. And it's actually caused by just the way that stress hormones increase blood pressure. The kindness hormone, one of them is called oxytocin. It's a reproductive hormone, but it also plays a massive role in the heart. And that actually causes a reduction in blood pressure. So you would actually have had a reduced level of blood pressure, which you can feel emotionally anyway, but physically, you would have had a reduced blood pressure just from having that nice little conversation there.
Mm. It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about the health benefits of these things.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to being kind and receiving kindness this Christmas. If people want to be inspired, then they should get a copy of your book, The Five Side Effects of Kindness. The book will make you feel better, be happier and live longer. That can't be bad. David Hamilton, thank you so much for joining us and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Hannah. It's been my pleasure. Have a nice Christmas in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.